Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, it is tense in here on a Martin Luther King Jr. Day. By the way, Eddie Money is your artist of the day. It's a feeling. I think that's a first, isn't it, Rod? Eddie Money, groove is your keyword to cash.
Groove.
Yeah. Groove. G-R-O-O-V-E. Text it in to 72881 for your chance of winning $1,000 in our national contest message, and data rates may apply.
The 2018 Razzie Award nominees are out today.
Hey. These are the worst movies.
Yes, the worst movies of the year. Gotti. Tops the list. The Happy Time Murders. Okay. Holmes and Watson. The one with...
I'm going to take offense to that.
All of the movies Scott likes are on the Razzie list.
Robin Hood and Winchester.
Mm, well, Holmes, that's a fantastically good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Will Ferrell fan.
I am.
Yeah, so...
I thought that movie was amazingly entertaining. The text line is on fire.
I don't care.
On fire.
What I want to tell you is it is statistically the most depressing day of the year, so I'm not even looking, like, I'm not even going on the text line. I can't handle it today. If you are looking for something that will make you laugh out loud, might make you cry, it will make you think, but it will also just make you laugh out loud a lot, specifically if you are over the age of 50. If you're 20, I think you'll get it. You might find it funny, but you're not going to get out of this what our listeners, like my husband's age, got out of this. We had, from Netflix, the Kominsky Method sent to us as a screener because we vote for the SAG-AFTRA Awards. And I was like, have I heard about this? It's Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas. Alan Arkin plays a grumpy, think grumpy old men back in the 80s. A grumpy old Hollywood agent. He's a widow. And Michael Douglas plays the older actor in Hollywood who doesn't get any work but owns this studio and teaches young people who want to be famous how to act. And his method is called the Kominsky Method. His name is Sandy Kominsky. So you get all these kids coming in who want to be the next Brad Pitt, and it's like, whatever. So we pop it in. I thought it was a movie. It is not. It is 8 episodes. It is so funny, Kara Markser, but it's smart funny, like very, very quick, smart dialogue, like West Wing quick. What's that guy's name that does all of the West Wing stuff that is super famous? The producer of all of those stuff.
Oh,
Sorkin.
Yeah, and
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin.
It's very, very, very rapid fire, quick, funny, but sweet. And so Chris starts watching this Friday night with me, and I said, I think you're going to like this. It's Alan Arkin. You know, I think you're going to like it. We watch one. We watch two. He's like, can we watch another one? I'm like, well, babe, it's like 10 o'clock. We watch 3. He doesn't want to stop. He's like 4, 5, 6. We get to episode 6. I go, babe, I got to go to bed. He goes, you don't even have to work tomorrow. I've got to work tomorrow. This was Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
I said, honey, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. He goes, I just want to finish it. He stays up, finishes the entire thing. I'm telling you, Scott, and I actually emailed our agent because I said, you are going to love it.
Okay, our agent was in Las Vegas over the weekend. He could not
care
less.
I'm like, you're old. You're an agent.
He's not old. He's seasoned.
It's so funny. If you find prostate humor funny, you will find this very, very funny.
There you go, Scott.
They're both having all kinds of issues. I'll give you one hint, Scott. I'm not giving anything away.
What's the name of it again?
His prostate doctor walks in, and it's Danny DeVito.
Well, it's prostrate. But
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
It is so funny. Chris was on the floor. Now, I thought it was funny, but if you're 50, year-old plus male, this is right in your wheelhouse. And Margaret's and all kinds of like guest stars are Elliot Gould, just tons of guest stars.
Hour-long episodes?
40 minutes.
Okay.
So you can get one in quick, like when you're on the treadmill kind of thing. Right. You know what I mean? You'll love it. Kara, you meh. Yeah.
I saw it on Netflix. I did see it.
What's it called?
God, it's funny.
The Kaminsky?
The Kaminsky Method.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kaminsky?
Yeah. A lot of ED jokes. You know, it's just they're older guys and, you know, he's a widow and I think you'll find it very funny.
Okay, if anybody didn't get the prostrate joke, you clearly never used to watch NYPD Blue, Andy Sipowicz, I'm sorry. You know what I'm thinking about doing?
Ending it's the most depressing day of the year. Get off the text line. People are in a bad mood.
The text line is horrible today. Just mean as hell. I'm thinking about just leaving at 3:30 and going home.
Yeah.
I don't care. Everybody is, I mean, for the love of Christ, you have the day off work. Simmer down. Everybody on the text line is like, screw you, hashtag clueless. I can't.
Yeah, that's bad.
You can't say that.
But no. The difference between Scott and myself is that I recognize there's nothing in my contract that says I have to read anything that anyone writes into this show. So I don't.
They're just mad as hell
today. He reads
it,
his vein pops out. He watches CNN, his vein pops out. I watch the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good on the most depressing day of the year.
That's true.
I'm good.
Which is interesting because you started off the show and he was calm and now it's reversed.
When I started out, I used to read every single hateful thing that really awful, horrible people.
No,
would write
she means today.
I just mean today.
You like, walked in here going, screw you, Chiefs lost, don't be happy around me. And now you're like sunshine and rainbows.
I'm okay now. I think my meds have kicked in. Vitamin D, people, vitamin D. Vitamin D.
Did you talk about this in the show already, your vitamin D?
Yeah, I got my lab results back today, again, because you know, you start doing labs, they're getting better. They're still not good, but they're getting better. I'm taking some iron.
What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm actually really, really good. I feel great.
You don't have ovaries anymore.
No, I think I still have those.
You don't have a uterus.
I think I still have that too.
Well, what did you have taken out?
I won't get into detail, but I still have the oven. Someone on the text line one day was like, shame on you for doing that. That's very dangerous. I'm like, what? This is why I don't read the text line.
Can you get pregnant?
No. Thank
Well, the oven's
God.
Still there. They just pulled the fuse out.
Thank yeah. you.
So the oven's there. It just doesn't get warm.
Thank you. No, well, yeah, whatever. It's fine. I'm very happy.
I don't even understand the metaphors anymore. What does that even mean?
Joy, joy song. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
So just be happy.
Yes, everybody needs to be happy. It's a good day. But everybody, I mean, I'm telling you, Dana, I'm with you. There's something about this day, and I don't think it has anything to do with Martin Luther King Jr.
Have you looked outside?
It's just, it's white. Oop.
You know what I forgot? Racist.
Oops.
You know what I forgot?
It's Caucasian.
I accidentally planned a trip in February.
What do you mean you accidentally planned
well,
a trip?
Well, I wasn't going to go, and then I wasn't going to go, and then I wasn't going to go, and whatever. Now I'm going. I have never been so thankful to get out of here as I am, and it cannot come soon enough. And this happens every year. You know, most people burn their vacation toward the end of the year, like mm-hmm. spring break, summer, and then you look up, you don't have any left. I'm telling
that's
you,
never happened for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, January is a sneaky little month where
yes,
a lot of
is.
People don't think about planning a vacation like second, third week of January.
Well, you remember, I used to go to Cancun all the
yes,
time in January.
Look at the calendar. If you had your wish, would you rather be gone in March where it's like 70 degrees here?
No.
Or would you rather be gone today
yes.
where it is freaking horrible outside?
Oh, we've already decided, by the way, we're restarting as of January 2020. We are restarting the tropical getaway because I'm in a good mood today. But
this is your good mood? Scott, you need to do it third week of January.
That's what I used
to
do all the time. I
yeah.
would go third week. Remember,
mm-hmm.
Kara?
Yeah,
Rod?
I do.
You've been around a long
and
time.
And it's a little weird coming off the holidays, but it's just I, and
yeah.
you're the same way, I get to a point And we've been very lucky the last 5 years with relatively mild winters.
Right.
But I get to a point, third, fourth week of January, I can't take it anymore.
Well, I'm actually thinking about just doing like a little weekend getaway to Miami or something just to see the – I've got to see the ocean. It's driving me crazy. I'm being serious.
Do you need to see the ocean or do you need to see sunshine?
Both.
And warm.
Both. I need to stand on a beach with the sun hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes.
Now, right now in Miami, is it, what, 70?
It would be in the 70s.
Find out what the temperature is in Miami.
Well, let's do that.
You know, that's the one thing with Florida. You have to go south. You know, we did spring break 1 year.
It is currently 68 degrees and cloudy
that's fine.
In Miami.
That's shorts weather.
You got to be careful. You're not getting into the water. We did the worst spring break decision we ever made.
Cancun, look up Cancun.
Was Northern Florida during spring break. I was such an idiot. I'm like,
Northern Florida is not good in the winter.
It was freezing.
It's 36 right now in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was bad.
In Cancun, it is 75 degrees.
75. That's temperate.
That's better. That's better.
That's the first time I've ever used the word temperate.
But it's not, Scott, the temperature as much as it is the sun. It's just gray here right now.
From the text line, Scott, yes, go home. But first, would you please tell us a story about how you went through a car windshield because that never gets old.
To laugh, and when the sun is out,
all right,
I've got
okay.
Something I can laugh about.
We need
I
to woosah today, people.
In a special
grab your
way.
Grab your earlobe.
I'm in love and it's
rub
a
it.
Sunny day.
Oh, yeah,
good day, sunshine.
Rub it real good.
Love good this next sunshine. Story, but I know what you're gonna say.
Oh, it feels good. What are you doing to me, man? Do you do this on purpose?
I love this story.
People will be able to check whether their partners have been domestic abusers under new legislation, Clare's Law. This is out of England, by the way, which is named after a mother who was murdered by her ex, is set to be unveiled tomorrow. Prime Minister Theresa May will announce the move as part of a host of legal reforms. According to The Sun, George Appleton, age 40, strangled 36-year-old Claire Wood and set her on fire after they met online. Mrs. May says the reforms, quote, leave no stone unturned in providing protection for an estimated 2 million victims. Also included in the package is the assurance that domestic abuse victims will no longer face cross-examination by their abusers in family court. Okay?
Okay. Lay it on me.
Isn't that stuff already available?
Well, funny thing. I'm curious how many of you, if you are dating online, which is, I have a couple of people close to me who have gone down that road and then come screaming, running back, like from a scene out of a horror movie because it was so awful. And one of those two people, both professional, educated women, figured out before she went on the first date with a man that he had a conviction for domestic violence. And it was aggravated assault and battery.
Okay.
It wasn't, you know, he said, she said, and there's like a protection order. It's a messy divorce. It was a conviction for DV. And, you know, one of the things she said to me was, you just don't know. You don't know when you go meet them. They look great on paper. You don't know what is really in their background unless you really know how to look. And most people, Scott, don't know how to look. I can find most people in about 4 minutes because of our professional background. Most people don't know how to look.
But you would agree the information is there.
It can be there.
If you know where to look.
And if this is making it easier, why not?
Now, Kara, when you and Paul met on Cupid.com, mm-hmm. or OKCupid.com, whatever it was called, You researched the hell out of him.
Yeah, I didn't find a thing, but I tried.
But see, to me, that's even scarier. What are you, in the witness protection program?
Right?
Did they background check their people or no?
No.
Why is this any different, Scott, for people saying, no, 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 this is invasive? Why is this any different than going with a service that does the background check?
I don't think it's invasive. You're welcome to know anything that I have done or not done criminally.
Sure.
But what else would you want to know?
Okay. You have 67 civil cases against you.
That's perfectly public
record. In civil court in Johnson County.
That's public record.
So that's out there. And Scott, what does that say? I'm a woman. There are 67 prior civil cases. What does that say?
That means I have a problem with money.
You have a problem paying your bills. How many people listening know how to track that stuff down? And if you don't know how, you should. If you're dating online, you don't know how to track that stuff down, you should.
Why could you find nothing on him? Is he that perfect?
Yeah.
Jerk.
Exactly. He's an Eagle Scout. I mean,
not even like a parking ticket.
Really?
He really is an Eagle Scout.
Not even a parking ticket.
Not even a parking ticket. And I looked everywhere. I couldn't even find his divorce. Come to find out it was in a different county, so that I didn't look in. But I looked.
Do you look up the divorce?
I tried to.
Yeah.
And?
Couldn't find it. Like I said, it was in a different county, but it's not online.
What do you mean it's not online?
It's not online.
Okay. Here's why you look up the divorce. One party says they got screwed in the divorce and they make all the money and they're handing over all this in child support. Well, in the decree, it says he has no job and she's paying him. That's why you look up the divorce.
576-7798.
Can you find that much information?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
576-7798. When you're looking for a new mate, a courter, C-O-U-R-T-E-R, what do you want more than what you could get online? Is there one thing you wish you had asked Paul that you didn't or wanted to ask him and you're like, listen here, Paul, tell me this.
Isn't the biggest question for most people, Kara, why are you no longer married?
Yeah.
Absolutely fine that dissolved. I understand it happens, but why did it happen?
Mm-hmm. And that did come out in conversations.
Are you a gambler?
Later. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it? Was
it you? Are you a cheater?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Got to ask the questions.
576-7798 to the newsroom and Kara Marks.
Some big slowdowns on I-70 this afternoon. We'll have more next. 3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Eastbound I-70 is shut down at 470 thanks to a crash. The backup is solid all the way back to Lee's Summit Road, and it's slow from Nolan Road on. Traffic is being diverted. No word, though, on when it'll reopen. Another deadly avalanche just days after a slide claimed lives in New Mexico.
This time, the avalanche was in Colorado near Aspen, outside of the boundaries of any ski area. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Department says one person was trapped and killed. Before the avalanche, warnings had been put out of extremely dangerous conditions in the Colorado backcountry.
ABC's Alex Stone. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
We have another pesky storm system zipping our way. Now keeping it dry for the rest of this ML King day with highs from the low to mid-30s. Steady temperatures for a lot of the night, starting to rise late. We'll hit the low 40s early on Tuesday. Some patchy drizzle may form very late tonight. Then drizzle and rain showers through Tuesday morning. Into the afternoon with falling temperatures, we're going to see the rain mixing with a little bit of snow and even some light freezing rain or freezing drizzle. We'll end with that light mix early Tuesday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBC Weather.
It's 29 right now at KCI, 31 downtown, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Blue and gold dress.
Baby, not again.
Everything is all right. All right. Out of sight.
You remember the blue and gold dress? Is it blue? Is it gold?
Yes.
Of course it was blue. Whatever. There's a new one, and it is completely...
The X?
Blowing my mind!
Yes!
The X!
What?
It's the X.
Someone on the internet...
How do you draw an X?
...points out over the weekend that there are actually 8 different ways... to draw an X. So, Scott, take a pen. Hang on. Take a pen. Now, I'm going to watch you do it.
Just draw an X like I would.
You would normally draw it. Now you're upside down, so I can't tell which way you did.
I went upper left to lower right.
Okay.
Upper right to lower left.
You and I both do number 7.
I'm a number 7, too.
Okay, we're all number 7. What does that mean? Rodney, draw an X. Which way do you do it?
I start at the bottom left.
Oh! And go up?
And go up.
And then which way?
And then from the top down on the other side.
Okay, what is he?
So he's lower left
God.
To upper right, upper left to lower right.
You're a 6. Yeah. Oh my, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, so someone puts this on the internet. It says, it seems like a simple question with a simple answer. Actually, it is not. So interesting. A Twitter user asked the question on Saturday while noting with a graphic that there are 8 different ways to go about drawing a simple X, which promptly had everyone trying to process the answer. The 8 combinations were represented with different color and arrows for the way and direction of the first and second strokes, which left everyone comparing to figure out which number they are. From Twitter, depending whether you're right or left-handed, it should be you are number 7 or 8. Now, Kara Scott and I are all 7.
Okay.
What kind of sick person draws an X any other way?
Rod.
From Twitter, is there anyone who doesn't do 7 or 8? So 7 is the way you and I and Scott do it. Upper left, lower right, upper right, lower left. 8 is the opposite of that. So upper right, lower left, upper left, lower right. And then the other combinations are just weird.
They're just all kinds of wacko.
Weird, like going backward this way and then this way.
Starting from the bottom, starting from the left. Who knew?
More from Twitter. I'm a number 2. Should I go to the hospital?
Well, how many other ways are there?
8. There are 8 ways.
People who draw bottom to top are also the ones that put their toilet paper on the holder the wrong way.
No.
It turns out where you grow up may have an impact on your ex preference.
Really?
The general consensus is that Americans do 7 and 8, while the British, Rodney, prefer 5 and 6.
Too right.
This author says, which number are you? Hint, the only correct answer is 7. So, Scott, I'm going to show you the chart.
Now, a vast majority of people are 7s.
Who does a 2? What kind of weirdo goes up and over? So, Scott, I'm going to show you the chart. I'm going to post this on the KMBZ Facebook page. You have to see it.
Oh, so a 2 is like that.
Yeah, the colored line represents the first stroke that you do, and then the black line is the second stroke.
Oh, okay, so it's this way.
And then look at 3. What kind of sick weirdo goes up to down and then the other way?
That's weird.
They
look
ought to
at
do a
6.
You know what? They ought to do a study about this. They ought to do a study between left-handed and right-handed people.
But I'm left-handed.
Okay.
I'm right.
I still
do
it that way.
They should study like men and women. They should study psychopaths.
Are you right-handed or left-handed, Dana?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
It's this way. You go, nah.
Right.
That's what I do. I go, nah.
All right. I'm posting this. Because if you're in your car, I don't want people crashing into one another trying to figure out which way they X. But
it's fascinating.
Generally, up to down is what we do
up
in the United
down,
States.
Up to down, starting left and then to the right.
Right. Unless you're Rodney and you go up
right,
to down
and then
down
left.
To up.
No, you start at the bottom left and you pull it up.
What is wrong with you?
I don't
Look
know.
Look at 6. He starts. His is the pink line. He starts with that.
That's okay. We're all on the same team.
No, I think that means something about you, Rod. I just don't know what. I don't know what that means. I don't think it's good.
Means I see things differently.
Yeah, probably.
Today is Squirrel Appreciation Day. I normally don't get into these things.
Wait, like actual squirrels or like Dana Squirrel?
No, like actual squirrels. Okay. And I have become a fan of the squirrels in my yard now. I don't shoot them anymore.
Thank you. That's good.
I haven't shot a squirrel since I got back from Turks and Caicos. Something happened over there, and I'm not sure what it was.
Is that where you left your pants?
Yeah. And I counted the squirrels in my yard today. I have 7.
There were several squirrels, and they were merry. It was lovely.
You had seven in your yard today.
I have five in the front yard, two in the back. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have five in the front, two in the back.
Could watch the squirrels, and they were married.
They were married.
You're not going to get like a feeder, are you, and start like naming them and
Do you have a feeder already?
You named them, didn't you?
I haven't named them.
Don't lie to me.
I have a feeder.
Where he puts a little corn cob out there.
I'm not lying to you.
There's a squirrel in your yard named McMars, isn't there?
Not yet. Not McMars. There is a Nikki Six.
I knew it.
But there are five.
There's one in the tree that can't move his neck. We call that one Mick.
The one in the yard's Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
Cart just went by.
No. No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Right there in the street right up.
No, they're very sweet. I can tell who the elder is. He's a little grayer than the others. I think that's Daddy.
Oh, wow. Or he's just a gray squirrel.
Really studied the squirrel.
I'm telling you right now, I have had like an epiphany about squirrels. I mean, do you remember? I used to watch squirrel launching videos
all the time.
I don't know what happened, but they just don't bother me at all. They do not bother me.
I went to Turks and Caicos, and I came back a completely different human being when it comes to squirrels. Rod, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't even know you, man.
I know. But the five that live in the front, three live in the tree, two live in the attic, and one, and then in the backyard, the two live in the evergreen tree. And yes, there's a feeder outside now. And I don't know what happened to me. I'm embarrassed. I spent all of Dana's money on the blackbird house.
Bluebird.
Whatever.
Did you ever actually install that?
No, but
I
did.
You bought one? You never told me you got a bluebird house.
I didn't. I spent your money on a squirrel feeder.
Oh! Wow! Wow.
They're very happy.
I'm sure they are.
Well, they are.
Do you know what my bluebirds are? Dead.
Not happy.
And cold with no place to stay.
Well, the squirrels are very full.
Guess what I saw today? In Joe's driveway, I was dropping off my daughter, and like I saw like just a flash of something off to my right, and I look over. This mangy, medium to large-sized coyote. And think, I mean, big, you guys. Think German Shepherd sized. Like police canine German Shepherd sized coyote. He was running from the golf course across the street into my neighbor's yard. Mangy but big. Oh, I hate those things.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like we're probably encroaching on their habitat, but I'm also like there's several small dogs missing.
Wait, you've seen the coyote in your yard?
They're around. Yeah, they're definitely around.
You know what
around.
They're looking for?
Food. Dogs. Small dogs.
Do you have a small dog?
I do.
Yes, for now.
Yes. Every time I see one of those missing little poodle posters, I'm like,
Is that when you tell Odie to go outside and go to the bathroom?
No, I don't.
Odie, potty.
I bathed and hand-clipped that
dog. There's a coyote out back. Do you intentionally send Odie into the backyard when you see a coyote?
No. I hand-clipped that dog this weekend.
I see.
In regions I will not discuss on the radio.
You should just be the paws.
No, he's mangy. He let me do it. He just lays like this.
Oh, you manscaped him.
I scaped him. I did. My daughters walked in.
You manscaped your dog?
My daughters walked in, and they were tired, and they were kind of in a bad mood. And I go, no. Nothing trumps what I've had to do here today. Nothing.
You manscaped your dog?
I did. He gets, there's snow outside and he gets tangled and,
Like.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it, too.
Did you manscape in the back or the front?
Both. Yeah, both.
Don't you dare take your headphones off.
Oh, no, I'm done. I'm out.
Get your ass back in here. Now.
I had to do it. I mean, he looked like Lenny Kravitz. I'm not going to lie. It was, matted.
How does one manscape a dog?
With scissors, carefully.
Like on his...
Everywhere, yeah. It doesn't take me long. I've done it for a long time. It was just, he was overdue. He goes out in the snow, gets, I won't get into it. Anyone who's got one of those dogs knows they get... What do they call that? It's the fur mats together, and you got to get it out of there.
Is it dung?
No, it's dreadlocked, is what it is.
Around the...
Everywhere. Mostly under here. Mostly, like, under here.
On the neck.
Yeah. because he's got long hair here.
But
like,
you said you were.
Yeah, there's some down there too.
I'm so glad I have a normal dog.
I know. Aren't you so glad you have a lab? These are the things that no one realizes you have to do when you get a certain breed
you
of dog.
You manscaped a dog.
That's how I spent the hour prior to the Chiefs game. And then the day didn't get any better.
What did you do with the hair that you removed?
I put it in the trash.
Is there poo on it?
No. Mm-hmm. The X challenge is now up on the KMBZ Facebook page. If you are anything but a 7, you are a weirdo.
576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks, my good friends over at KC Smile. You know, everybody wants a new smile. That's what they do at KC Smile. You know, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. Let's be honest, embarrassed with their smile. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. Yeah. Everyday people. We got to live together. Saddest story I heard this morning. You know, they were doing the weather update on GMA, talking about the horrible weather, the Arctic front that's moving in. Did you hear about this 12-year-old girl in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I just kind of want to talk about this as a public service announcement, and I told my children the same thing, because I know a lot of your kids have done this. Super fun thing to do.
A 12-year-old girl who was playing in the snow with a friend died after their snow fort collapsed on top of them on Sunday afternoon. The girl was playing with a 9-year-old friend in Arlington Heights when the snowbank fell on them. I said Philadelphia. I think I meant Chicago, but I'll check it. She was pronounced dead at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The younger girl was treated for hypothermia and remains at the hospital. She is expected, thank God, to survive. The children were at church with their families, went outside to play. When an hour had passed and the girls had not returned, the families went outside to look for them and found them buried in the snow. Relatives and church members pulled the girls out of the snow. By the time police and fire arrived at 2:40 in the afternoon, quoting here from the pastor, it was just a tragic accident. No one witnessed the collapse. It was 14 degrees outside in Arlington Heights when the girls were outside.
I have a photo of my daughter under a little snow fort. I don't know. She was probably 6 years old, and it is the cutest picture. She made a little igloo, okay? And she's under there, and she's smiling, and she's looking out. And a friend of mine saw the picture at some point and said, hey, just FYI, don't build a roof on your fort. You have to tell the kids you can't ever build the roof. And I know the roof's the fun part, but that's also the part that collapses. So tell the kids that.
That's how you make the igloo,
yeah.
Right?
So I sent that story over to the kids, and I said, hey, I know you're kind of getting to the age where we're not all building snowmen, but they did build this last big snow we had a couple of weeks ago. They built kind of a surround fort outside of the house, and I told them that day when they went out there, I said, hey, you can't build a roof. They were like, you're no fun. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, your mom's a news person, but the roof collapses and bad things happen, and I'm sorry to be that person, but don't build a roof.
Well, you're starting to rub off on me, I must confess, and I'm not proud of this.
What'd you tell him?
Ah, God dang it. Sarah and Maya are going to Colorado with their mother over spring break, okay? For half a spring break.
Okay.
And so to practice their skiing, they've been going to Snow Creek up in Weston.
Sure. Put a helmet on them, did we?
No. I'm assuming they wear helmets. I don't know. But all I can think of, every time they kiss me goodbye and they're like, Dad, we're heading up to Snow Creek. We'll see you later. And all I think of is like Sonny Bono. And I'm like, for the love of God, this is where, Rod, this is where I've come.
Yeah.
I say to my kids, and I used to go ski all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I now tell my kids, don't hit a tree. Please, for the love of God, whatever you do, when you're skiing down, look, if you think you're heading for a tree, fall down.
Yeah, bail out.
Don't hit the tree.
Yeah, that's the last thing every single person thinks before they hit the tree.
Most people don't hit trees.
I'm rubbing off on you, aren't I?
Yes.
I knew it.
I actually told my daughter the other day, don't hit the trees.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? I have skied my whole life. I'm actually pretty good at it.
Are you still good at it, do you think, or were you good at it? Because my children are very, very good at it. I would not be able to ski right now.
I think I could still do it. I think it's like riding a bike. I think I'd be pretty awesome. You think you could do it?
It's not my thing. The children have grown up skiing. They love skiing. They're good at skiing.
I love it.
It's not my thing. I will not pay money to go be cold.
Fair point.
My son just got back, like, and I still am like...
Oh, by the way, did he get back okay?
He did. Thank you. KCI and...
What happened?
Denver International. There was a massive snowstorm in Denver as all of those kids were coming back.
It was a snowstorm.
Thousands of kids
that we got. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So listen to this. If you didn't know this, we missed the smartest business opportunity in the history of the world. Mm. There are now businesses who do nothing but facilitate and set up winter and spring break trips for college kids at every university. It's what they do. It is a very lucrative business.
Like send them to Vail. They send them to Cancun.
Yes.
And you want warm, you want cold, what do you want?
KU and K-State decides, okay, this year we're all going to go to Breckenridge. And it's not just those two schools. It's Texas. It's, you know, name your school.
Really?
Texas's kids included a ski lesson because they're coming from Texas. When the link is sent to the parent, Scott, you click on the link, you look down, your child's name's already in there, you click on Sarah, and then it sends you to pay. That includes lodging, a concert ticket, ski rental and like lift tickets. It's just one click and they take your money.
How much?
Cheap, because they're all staying in, you know, not the nicest lodging. They don't care. It's not astronomical, but you know, the people in charge of sending 10,000 kids to Breckenridge, I said to all my friends, why didn't we think of this? Why? How much work is involved in setting up on the front end the infrastructure to get that set up?
Not a lot.
And then you've got to have staff on that side to check the kids in. You wouldn't have to. You just got to pay staff to check them in.
Keyword to cash is tag, T-A-G. Text it into 72881.
You're it.
You're in the running for $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Tag, 72881. To the newsroom, here is...
Tag.
I think Scott's fear.
Well, that's awkward.
Happening now on KMBZ. As the government shutdown drags on, Senator Roy Blunt says it's time for compromise. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.